Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Good morning, now good afternoon. As we hit noon, the Noon News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. This is WRCO-FM in Richland Center. It's 74 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Manchester, England are calling the ramming and stabbing attack at a synagogue today an act of terror. Two people were killed, three wounded. The assailant is dead and two other people are under arrest. It's even more troubling, officials say, since it happened on Yom Kippur. Assistant Police Commissioner Lawrence Taylor.
Communities across the UK would normally be marking this holy day and now grieving and worried about their safety.
A U.S. immigration judge has just denied a bid for asylum for Kilmer Abrego Garcia, whose case has been at the forefront of the fight over immigration policy. Abrego Garcia has 30 days to appeal to the Board of Immigration Appeals. It's day two of the federal government shutdown. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise blaming the Democrats.
When they had an opportunity to actually govern, House Democrats voted to shut the government down. And now that the government's shut down, they're trying to blame somebody else for what they did.
This is ABC News. President Trump has signed an executive order pledging to defend the country of Qatar from any armed attack. ABC Chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce says it's a move that is related to the Trump family, it appears.
This new executive order shining a spotlight on the close relationship between the president, his family's businesses, and the Qatari royal family. Last spring, Trump visited Qatar on a trip through the Middle East. That visit raising eyebrows as the president was preparing to accept a massive 7478 jumbo jet, the Qatari royal family gifting the Pentagon the luxurious $400 million plane to be retrofitted to serve as Air Force One for the remainder of Trump's presidency, a process that would likely carry a hefty price tag.
General Motors reporting a nearly 8% rise in sales in the last quarter, driven by stronger demand for electric vehicles and SUVs. Also, Tesla reporting a surprise increase in the third quarter as people ran to get the tax credit for EVs before it expires. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 75 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy to sunny conditions and warm with a high of 82. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and mild, a low of 59. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with record heat possible, a high of 88. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 48, we're at our daytime high of 75 degrees.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Good afternoon. It's 74 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Grant County Sheriff's Office is currently investigating a death in the village of Montfort. During the early morning hours Wednesday, the Grant County Dispatch Center received a 911 call from a residence on West Main Street in the village of Montfort, reporting a subject there with a gunshot wound. A sheriff's deputy was nearby and arrived on scene in approximately 3 minutes and located the subject deceased inside the residence. Assistance was requested from the Wisconsin State Crime Laboratory's crime scene response team to assist with processing the scene. Investigators, along with the Grand County coroner, worked throughout the day and are continuing the investigation into this incident. No identifying information of the decedent is being released at this time, pending notification of family. There is no immediate danger to the public. To maintain the integrity of the investigation, the Sheriff's Office will not be releasing additional details at this time. The investigation into the incident is ongoing, and additional information will be released as it becomes available. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Grant County Sheriff's Office at 608-723-2157 or Grant County Crime Stoppers at 1-800-789-6600. The identities of the three people killed in a fiery crash Saturday morning in Sauk County have been released. The single-vehicle crash on Coon Bluff Road just north of County Highway P in Dahlonega Township resulted in the deaths of Garrick D. Cleveland, Jr., 34 of Linden Station, Naomi L. Ewok Cleveland, 34 Baraboo, and Dante B. Grant, age 37, with ties to Wisconsin and Nebraska. Preliminary reports indicated that the vehicle was northbound on Coon Bluff Road at a high rate of speed, lost control, and entered a wooded area. vehicle immediately started on fire. A second judge has entered the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Conservative Appeals Court Judge Maria Lazar announced her candidacy on Wednesday in a four-minute-long video in which she said, quote, "We need to draw a line in the sand and stop the destruction of our courts, especially our state Supreme Court," end quote. The only other announced candidate for the open Supreme Court seat is Liberal Appeals Judge and former Democratic state lawmaker Chris Taylor, who Lazar referred to but did not name. Voters go to the polls next April to elect a successor to Justice Rebecca Bradley, who decided against seeking another 10-year term. The court currently has a 4-3 Liberal majority. A partial government shutdown means uncertainty for federal employees in Wisconsin. There are some 18,000 civilian federal workers in the state. The partial shutdown went into effect just after midnight, the first since 2018, meaning hundreds of thousands of what are deemed non-essential federal workers across the nation will be without pay, possibly for weeks. In addition, President Donald Trump has suggested using the shutdown to facilitate permanent firings. Essential services, including Social Security and the U.S. Postal Service, won't be impacted, but federal grant funding to various state agencies could be. Amid the government shutdown, Democrats are pushing to continue tax credits for health insurance premiums. They're set to expire at the end of this year. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
They help 22 million middle and lower income Americans afford their health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. A family of four with an income below about $125,000 qualifies. If these credits stop, the average person could see their premium more than double. Wisconsin Representatives Mark Pocan and Gwen Moore and Senator Tammy Baldwin have been talking to constituents about what this would mean for their lives. Here's Baldwin at a roundtable in Marathon County.
You know, we have a precious little time to act, but I'm hopeful because I do have some colleagues on the Republican side of the aisle who are taking a strong look at this. I am leading the fight in Congress to extend these tax credits, make them permanent so that people will be able to afford their insurance through this program.
These programs save the average family about $700 a year. If the tax credits expire, Baldwin says as many as 30,000 Wisconsinites could lose their coverage. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Attorney General Josh Call announced that Wisconsin and a coalition of states secured a court order protecting federal funding for state energy programs intended to help residents and municipalities in Wisconsin save energy and improve resilience. In August, Wisconsin joined a coalition in filing a lawsuit to block a U.S. Department of Energy policy that capped reimbursement for indirect and fringe cost at 10%. The coalition argued that the policy violated federal law, ignored previously negotiated cost agreements, and threatened states' ability to administer federally funded programs. In Wisconsin, DOE's cap would have cut state energy program funding for indirect and fringe cost from nearly $370,000 to $130,000, creating staffing gaps, limiting oversight, and disrupting support for local energy projects and statewide resilience. The court ruled that DOE's attempt to impose the cap was unlawful. A three-vehicle crash resulted in injuries Sunday morning at approximately 10:45. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received a report of a motor vehicle crash resulting in serious injuries. The crash occurred on State Highway 27 near the intersection of Erickson Road between the village of Cashton and city of Westby in the town of Christiana. Terry Lee Erickson, 61, of rural Westby, was operating a vehicle attached to a single-axle utility trailer traveling south. Erickson was stopped at a private driveway, signaling a left turn, waiting for northbound traffic to clear. Suzanne Kathleen Bassett, 54, of La Crosse, was operating a vehicle, also traveling south behind the Erickson vehicle. While reducing her speed, Bassett was alert to a southbound semi-truck quickly approaching from the rear. Bassett took evasive action by steering right to avoid a collision. The semi-truck, driven by Peyton Charles Dosh, 17, of Mauston, attempted to stop, and the semi began to jackknife. The semi struck the utility trailer, detaching it from the Erickson vehicle. The semi-truck also struck a northbound vehicle driven by John Richard Sharp, 68, of Richland Center. Peyton Dosh was ejected, sustained serious injuries, and was flown to Mayo Clinic Health System in Rochester, Minnesota, by Gunderson Air. John Sharp was extricated from his vehicle by the Westby Christiana Fire Department and transported to Gunderson Health System Amplify in La Crosse by Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. Suzanne Bassett was not injured. Another alert motorist, Justin Dean Clark, 38, of rural Ontario, was traveling north behind the Sharp vehicle and took evasive action by maneuvering to the right. The Clark vehicle left the roadway and came to rest in a field along the east side of the roadway. Neither Clark nor his passengers, a 36-year-old female and two children, were injured. Assisting the sheriff's office were the Westby Police Department, Westby Christiana Fire Department, Westby Emergency Medical Responders, Monroe County Communications, Wisconsin State Patrol, Technical Reconstruction Unit, Wisconsin State Patrol Motor Carriers Inspectors, Rochester Police Department, and Vernon County Emergency Management. The Cashton Fire Department also assisted with traffic control due to the highway being closed for several hours. It is a sunny 76 degrees in Richland Center at 12:16. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers and disc bind disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying disc bind disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your haying operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
WRCO News Time is 12:18. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Burnham & Scott Produce Store was located at 175 East Court Street, Richland Center. A picture, circa 1911, showing several gentlemen located outside the storefront. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to MPL.org digital collection, at the Richland County History Room, ID number 12381. From her book, Richland Center, Wisconsin, A History, by Margaret Helen Scott, considered to be the most notable local resource for that. Here is some excerpted history from Margaret Helen Scott's research about the store of Burnham and Scott. On page 70, Burnham and Logan moved their old building to the north of Tom's Furniture Store in 1889. O.J. Burnham erected a new brick building on Court Street that in a short time was to house the produce firm of Burnham and Scott. Then she writes on page 98, buyers of farm products, Burnham and Scott, creamery, a buyer of eggs, chickens, and turkeys. Providing a background to that on page 129. Burnham and Scott, who had their produce store on Court Street in the summer of 1902, purchased from Bert Ritten for $5,183.33 five skimming stations in the county and land and equipment for a creamery on Block 85 down by the river. That would be located between Union and First Streets. Now on page 144, Miss Scott identifies. In 1903, the newly organized YMCA moved into rooms above the Burnham and Scott store where they had been reading rooms and a gymnasium. Page 157 goes on to cover. In 1910, Burnham and Scott moved their creamery from the northern part of town by the river to the business area in connection with their produce store and cold storage. In March, they advertised that their new equipment included churns, a wizard agitator, and pasteurizers. The poultry business continued, and it included what would be kept to mainly give a work crew, and the egg business, that was well on slack. Both butter and eggs were kept in the storage and sold in large shipments when the market appeared to be favorable. In January 1911, 600 cases of eggs went on one shipment to Chicago. For years, John T. Scott was the sole owner. When he died in 1918, he had been in the poultry, butter, and egg business in Richland Center for 34 years. Joe Swoboda and Orla Campbell were among the longest and most faithful workers. Mr. Campbell purchased the creamery store in the spring of 1919. Finally, Miss Scott writes, in 1931, the Brucken brothers took over the O.J. Campbell Uptown Creamery, formerly Burnham and Scott, which had been in the hands of Scheiman Brothers of Milwaukee for a few years. From 1931 to 1936, Mr. Campbell and Fran Frisky were in the produce business in the Crosscup property at the corner of Seminary and Main Streets. Mr. Frisky would drive regularly with a produce truck to Chicago. 175 East Court Street is where Nelson Photography was formerly located. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering Mayor Laverne Hardy.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
Ithaca Schools is celebrating homecoming this week with various activities, including dress-up days. The big annual event during homecoming week is the annual school fair. Houston Bolin is a senior at Ithaca High School and an organizer of the event.
The theme for this year's fair is going to be Wild West, and as the 103rd school fair, it's a pretty big deal, as we're one of the oldest fairs in the state.
Before the fair gets underway on Saturday, there is something new Friday night.
Friday night, we have the family fun night from 5 to 8. So usually there is an alumni volleyball game. That's been every year, but now it's co-ed. We also have the bags tournament, which is going to be $10 a team, and there's going to be prizes awarded to the winners. And carnival games is going to be hosted by the middle school student council Friday night as well.
Saturday's events begin in the morning with the Bulldog Block Challenge, run walk at 7. The Music Boosters Breakfast will be held in the community gym from 7 until 9. The livestock show and viewing of gym exhibits begin at 8. The Music Boosters will be serving pork sandwiches. We'll have a potato bar and pie dessert silent auction, all starting at 9. The Little Britches Show will be at 9:30, and the parade will step off at 10:30. The Kinchies Pedal Pull will be at 1, mascot races will be at 1:30, and the Hall of Fame ceremony will be held at 2. Dr. Brandon Federley is high school middle school principal at Ithaca.
We have two great alumni honorees, John Jones, who I believe has the in-game scoring record in Ithaca basketball history, and then Chris Fry as the community honoree. Both of those people show you just how great the Ithaca community is, how important the school is, and the kind of folks that come out of the school. We're very proud to invite them back. We're very proud to honor them.
Saturday afternoon's homecoming football game will kick off at 2:30 and will feature Ithaca versus Royal. On Saturday night, the homecoming dance will be at 8. The weekend will wrap up with the horse show at the Anderson Family Quarter Horse Farm on Sunday morning at 11. More information about Ithaca's homecoming and school fair can be found on the school website and on the Ithaca Fair Facebook page. Nominations are now being accepted for the 2026 Herb Cole Educational Foundation Teacher Fellowship and Principal Leadership Awards, honoring exceptional Wisconsin PK-12 educators and school leaders. Nominations can be submitted online at coleeducation.org. Each award recipient receives $6,000, and their school will also receive a matching $6,000 grant. The principal nomination deadline is 5 o'clock Friday, October 3rd, and the teacher nomination deadline, 5 o'clock Tuesday, November 11th. Each year, the foundation honors 100 teacher fellowships and up to 16 principal leadership awards statewide. The Teacher Fellowship recognizes educators who inspire a love of learning, motivate others, and demonstrate exemplary service in and beyond the classroom. The Principal Leadership Award honors school leaders who demonstrate outstanding administrative skill and foster a positive, collaborative school culture. To be considered, nominees must currently teach or serve as a principal in a Wisconsin PK-12 school, plan to continue in their current role for at least one more year, and be nominated by a parent, student, fellow educator, school administrator, or community member. Following nomination, candidates must complete an application. To submit a nomination, visit coleeducation.org. It's 76 degrees in Richland Center at 1227. Today's vital statistics are next.
Good oral health means better overall health, and Village Family Dental in Spring Green is helping the community get there. Patients are encouraged to brush twice a day, floss regularly, and visit the dentist. Village Family Dental even has a full-time certified orthodontist. People can schedule checkups, cleanings, or a free orthodontic exam. By stopping harmful bacteria before it spreads, Village Family Dental and Orthodontics helps protect more than just teeth. At Village Family Dental, good health truly starts with a healthy smile.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts VL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap, to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, VL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, VL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with VL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more. More at swtc.edu.
It's 77 degrees in Richland Center on this Thursday afternoon, October 2nd. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jeffrey Carl Lorish, 43, of Madison, died August 15th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at Club Lamarck in Madison. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service assisted the family. Jeff Lorish is survived by his father, Ron and Kim Lorish, a brother, Wade and Amy Lorish, two nephews, many aunts, uncles, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Jeffrey Carl Lorish, 43, of Madison. Roger McCulloch, 92, of Blue River, formerly of Steuben, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Monday at 11 at the Blue River United Methodist Church. burial will follow at Gays Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Roger McCulloch is survived by 3 children, Barb and Wally Reichman, Rita and Matt Cox, and Carl and Kathy McCulloch. 11 grandchildren, 28 great-grandchildren, a brother, Greg and Pat McCulloch, special friend, Joyce Weege, brother-in-law, Francis and Mary Walters, sister-in-law, Lucille Walters, and many nieces and nephews. Roger McCulloch, 92 of Blue River, formerly of Steuben. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88 of Boscobel, died September 24th at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Joyce Montgomery is survived by 3 children, Ada Lenzendorf of Boscobel, Stephen Montgomery and Sandra McQuillan of Madison, and Corey and Janet Montgomery of Prairie du Chien. 4 step-grandchildren, 12 step-great-grandchildren, and many other relatives and friends. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel. Dwayne C. Frelick, age 83, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery near Hill Point. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dwayne Frelick is survived by his sister Meredith, brother Bill, and his nieces and nephews. Also, his care providers, Ed, Colleen, and Leah Eulenhake. Dwayne C. Frelick, age 83. Donna Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 6, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Donna Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center. Ron Daly, 80, of Blue River, died Sunday at Soldiers Grove Nursing Home in Soldiers Grove. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Ron Daly is survived by his wife Jeanette, 4 children, Mia and Carrie Baumkamp, Chad and Jen Daly, Chris and Rochelle Daly, and Jessica and Tom Peckon. 7 grandchildren and 3 great-grandchildren. Ron Daly, 80, of Blue River. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87, of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, October 11th at 11 o'clock at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, October 11th from 10 until the time of service at 11. Bob Williams is survived by 2 daughters, Roberta and Joe Coe of Richland Center, and Christine and Don Mesheray of Grays Lake, Illinois. 4 grandchildren, niece and nephews, and many other relatives and close friends. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87, of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois. Susan May Krieger, 76, of Richland Center, died Monday. A memorial service will be held Sunday, October 19th at 1 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Arlington. Friends may call at the church Sunday, October 19th, from noon until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Susan Krieger is survived by her husband Lonnie, son Jeffrey Krieger, daughters Jennifer and David Atkins and Jessica and Benjamin Olson, 2 grandsons, a granddaughter, 3 brothers, George, Sydney, and Gary, and many nieces and nephews. Susan May Krieger, 76, of Richland Center.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Breast health is self-health. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is celebrating October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The technologists at RAMC are skilled and compassionate, ready to assist you in your mammogram experience. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your appointment. After all, don't you owe it to yourself? Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
There, welcome. When you walk into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, here's what you'll find. Comfy chairs, cozy sofas, mattresses so nice you'll want to take a nap right in the store. Don't worry, we don't judge. Durable everyday pieces and updated designs just for you. You'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small town care you can count on. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, where comfort meets community.
Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Todd and Janelle Gruber. Best wishes to you from Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, summer weather is holding on across the middle of the country thanks to a dominating ridge of high pressure in the upper atmosphere from the eastern Rockies through the plains and Midwest all the way into central Canada. This is forcing the jet stream to track from the Pacific Northwest of the U.S. up through central and northern Canada, keeping any active weather away from us. Just looking around the country, there's not even that much precipitation. A few showers out around California up through the Pacific Northwest, a couple of sprinkles in parts of Kansas and Oklahoma, and a little bit of rain down in Florida. That's just about it. We are expecting a very warm, record-breaking weekend, temperature-wise, and plenty of sun as well. It's going to turn pretty windy, too, with a tight pressure gradient developing between low pressure sweeping up through the northern plains in Canada and high pressure just to our east. So winds could gust over 30 miles per hour on Sunday. A cold front will march through Sunday evening, might spark an isolated shower or thunderstorm, and a little bit unsettled early next weekend and much cooler air pushing in as well. The forecast for the rest of today, partly cloudy to sunny with a high temperature in the low 80s, wind southeast to south between 5 and 10 miles an hour. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, we fall down to 59 degrees with light southeast winds. Tomorrow should be a mostly sunny day with record highs possible of near 88, south to southwest wind 7 to 15. The record for Richland Center tomorrow is 87 from 1922. And Saturday should be mostly sunny, breezy on the hot side, low 62. The high all the way up to 89 degrees, gusty south winds. Sunday partly sunny and balmy, high 84. There is a chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm by evening, otherwise windy throughout the day. Wind gusts could be over 30. Monday colder, high 68, chance of showers early in the day, then again at night. And Tuesday a chance of showers in the first half of the day, partial clearing, high 64. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great afternoon.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family.
Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 78 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 82, our low this morning was 48. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 78. The record high for this state, set in 1976, is 94. The record low, 22, was set in 2003. Last year's high was 72 with a low of 36. Sunset tonight will be at 6:41 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:01. Currently in Richland Center, we have west-northwest winds at 3 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.15 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 78 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Inflation is closing the price gap between conventional foods and the organic natural food category. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. I'm a fix-it-yourselfer, but I also know there are times when I'm in over my head. My wife has a saying, will anything bad happen? If the answer is even maybe, then call a professional. Too many farmers have gotten hurt or killed by trying to fix a problem themselves. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. Few farmers in America have a higher public profile than Joel Salatin. He's a prominent advocate for the type of farming he does, including grass-fed beef and pastured poultry and pork, at Polyface Farm in Northeast Virginia. And Salatin points out that rising retail food prices have made organic and natural foods pricing more attractive for consumers.
We actually post comparisons in our retail store and in our website with other things, and very, very price competitive, if not on a lot of things, lower. In fact, during COVID, we were half the price of the meat in the grocery store.
Salatin looks at the closing price gap as an opportunity for consumers to try natural options.
Food is basically a problem pit stop between the important things in life. And you go to any other country in the world and they've got cultural food icons, you know. But in America, food tends to be looked at as just bodily fuel to power you while you go do your business. And we do not have that kind of honoring food culture. Once we can change that, and it's one awareness at a time, people finally get it.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
trade mission shut down. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Thanks to three modes of action against corn rootworm, Pioneer brand Vorceed Enlist corn averages 7.1 bushels per acre across over 24,000 comparisons versus its top competitors. Your best year starts with Pioneer. The shutdown of the federal government has cut short a USDA trade mission to Taiwan. Minnesota Soybean Growers Association Executive Director Joe Symantec is on the trip and tells Brownfield details trickled in Wednesday evening.
We had a lot of people that we were talking with last night that were getting their emails that they were not essential and phones stopped working. And it was definitely interesting to be with some of those USDA folks over here while that was going on.
The Director of Government Relations with the Illinois Soybean Association, Andrew Larson, tells Brownfield the organization is concerned that a prolonged government shutdown will make this year even more difficult for producers.
Not having your local FSA office or local NRCS folks be able to go into work and do their jobs and help farmers and provide that assistance is a real challenge because that work gets backlogged and there's less service available for farmers.
Terrain Executive Head John Newton says producers need additional risk management tools to help navigate the current farm economy.
We need to get a farm bill done.
He tells Brownfield farmers need the certainty.
I think a lot of them look at the $100 billion that they've delivered to agriculture across two different packages and think that that's enough, but a lot of that's not going to come for a very long time, so it's not offering much relief for the current situation we're in.
A unique state education program helps high school-age students learn more about possible dairy careers. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more from World Dairy Expo.
Debbie Grusenmeyer is a faculty member at Cornell University. She developed the New York State Junior Dairy Leader Program 27 years ago.
It is for juniors and seniors in high school, and it's about career awareness, looking at opportunities that are there, educational opportunities, and building personal and professional skills for their futures.
Grusenmeyer says these students find like-minded young people interested in the dairy industry.
So they built their network there, plus all the industry people and the dairy producers and the faculty, all the different people they interact with, they've now made a connection to. And as they're thinking about careers, you know, they've made a lot of connections across the industry.
Grusenmeyer says the New York High School students started their program here at World Dairy Expo and the National 4-H Dairy Conference this week. She says hundreds of graduates have gone on to dairy and ag-related careers. From World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And highly pathogenic avian influenza has been detected in a commercial poultry flock in southwest Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection says the facility in Jefferson County has been quarantined and birds on the property will be depopulated. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. You'd never settle for gaps in the stand. So why settle for anything less than DeKalb corn? DeKalb seed is for those who make outstanding performance a priority, with a broad portfolio of products bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand corn. Never settle. Visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet on Thursday, and cash hogs are steady to lower. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It's been quiet in cash cattle country, but packer inquiry is expected to improve as the day progresses. Direct trade developed on Wednesday with a few deals in Nebraska at $3.60 on addressed basis. That was $5 lower than the previous week. Asking prices are around $2.37 to $2.40 in the south and $3.63 plus in the north. Bids remain very hard to find. Boxed beef was lower at midday, with choice down $5.37 at $3.63.10 and select down $2.36 at $3.44.53. The choice select spread was $18.57. At the Bloomfield, Iowa livestock auction on Wednesday, steers and heifers sold with a higher undertone compared to the most recent sale from 2 weeks ago. USDA says demand was good to very good and included some active internet bidding. Medium and large one feeder steers 506 to 549 pounds brought 445 to 483.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers at 452 to 462 pounds sold for 445 to 472.50. Cash hogs are steady to lower at midday with light opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. It looks more and more like buyers are able to secure most of their needed near-term supplies earlier in the week, which will likely lead to more steady to lower activity through Friday. The domestic wholesale market appears to be in a downtrend. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 18 cents at midday with a base range of 96 to 102.50. The Iowa Minnesota was down 43 cents with a weighted average of 99.61. Butcher hogs were steady at the Midwest cash markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavillo, Iowa. Barrels and gilts were priced at 72. Sows had a range of 61 to 69. Boars were priced at 25. At the market in Red Oak, Iowa, barrels and gilts were steady to lower at 67. Sows were steady to lower at 74 to 77. Boars had a range of 3 to 39. Pork values were lower at midday, down 80 cents at 107.55. Loins and butts were higher. Picnics, ribs, hams, and bellies were lower. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in. All season.
It's another season of Green Bay Packers football, and I've got you covered every step of the way with the Titletown Report. Hi, I'm Bill Scott. Each weekday, I'll bring you the latest news on the Green Bay Packers, injuries, game previews, post-game reaction, and insight you won't get anywhere else. From training camp to the playoffs, it's your daily connection to the green and gold. Don't miss a report this season. Catch Bill Scott's Titletown Report free and on demand at WRN.com.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
Soybeans and corn are higher, cattle and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition, and why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up today, monitoring the U.S. harvest, expecting good progress, and watching planting activity in South America. Beans continue to wait for actual negotiations, face-to-face talks between President Trump and President Xi on ag products between the U.S. and China. That's not expected to happen for a few weeks, but there is at least a little bit of optimism about those talks right now. November beans are up 9 1/4 at 10.22 and a quarter. January's 9 higher at 10.40. December soybean meal's up $4.80 at $278.40. December soybean oil's down 16 points at $50.26. Corn's up, also monitoring the U.S. harvest and planning weather in Argentina and Brazil, which generally looks favorable. Ethanol production did decline over the past week, at least partially due to seasonal maintenance. December corn's up 3.5 at 420. March is 3.75 higher at 436.5. And wheat's higher. It's oversold, but any sustained upside is going to be limited by rising global supplies. U.S. winter wheat planting weather looks favorable in most of the Midwest and Plains. December Chicago's up 5.25 at 514.5. Live and feeder cattle are lower, with most months down sharply on the recent trend in box beef and direct cash prices. Box beef sharply lower at midday today. Direct cattle markets are quiet so far. And what trade we have seen this week, split in light at 360 dressed, $5 lower than a week ago. December lives down 152 at 233, and November feeders are 607 lower at 351.52. And hogs are pressured by cash and wholesale business. December lean is down 20 cents at 86.70. February is 55 lower at 88.47. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Always up early, always getting the job done, always working as hard as you can, always pushing for more, because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn. Featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand, never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Locally grown can be found in more places than you think. Hi folks, I'm Nicole Haslip with Healthy Living on Brownfield. More and more grocery retailers are featuring locally sourced products throughout the season. Meijer has a homegrown section, there's Hy-Vee's homegrown. The largest seller of fruits and vegetables in the U.S. is Walmart. Jeff Stone with the company's corporate affairs and community relations tells Brownfield, they're committed to locally grown.
70% of all the produce that we sell in our stores come from locally grown. What is locally grown? Locally grown are those farmers and suppliers within that same state. We have had locally grown shelf tags that we place in our produce departments that can identify this product being made locally. And then what's really cool is I've seen customers see that flag, locally grown, and then I see them next pick up the package to see, okay, what's local? Where was it grown? Means that we can get product efficiently and very quick. We reduce dwell time. We cut food miles so that the customer can actually buy nutritious food, everyday low price, and keep it longer in their refrigerator or in ambient storage as well.
Walmart sourced $1.5 billion in locally grown produce over the past year. Next time in the store, remember to read the label and look for what's local to you. I'm Nicole Haslip with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
It's another season of Green Bay Packers football, and I've got you covered every step of the way with the Titletown Report. Hi, I'm Bill Scott. Each weekday, I'll bring you the latest news on the Green Bay Packers, injuries, game previews, post-game reaction, and insight you won't get anywhere else. From training camp to the playoffs, it's your daily connection to the green and gold. Don't miss a report this season. Catch Bill Scott's Titletown Report free and on demand at WRN.com.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6400.
The news is sponsored this hour by Richland Family Prescription Center. Experience friendly, caring service because your health is their priority.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. No votes will happen today on a short-term fix to end the government shutdown. The Senate out for observances of Yom Kippur is expected to return tomorrow. ABC's Rachel Scott has more on the shutdown.
Millions of federal workers already forced to work without pay, including TSA agents and some 2 million troops. The Trump administration ready to take it even further. Sources say Republicans were told layoffs could begin as early as today.
In the UK, authorities say three people were killed, including the suspect, after a car ramming and a knife attack at a Jewish synagogue in Manchester on the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. Police say the knife-wielding suspect was fatally shot by police. Two others have also been arrested. Organizers of the large aid flotilla bound for Gaza and intercepted by Israeli forces last night say more than 440 people were likely detained. Israeli officials say activists detained, including Greta Thunberg, were taken into custody and to an Israeli port. This is ABC News. Grab your tissues because cases of the common cold